Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Paso Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We'd love to see your smile at Paso Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 26, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
2024 Annual Property Value Report released for San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles Chamber of Commerce accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some showers, highs in the mid-50s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Assessor's Office has released its 2024 annual report for property values in San Luis Obispo County. For 2024, there was a countywide increase in assessed property values by 5.03%. A total of around $74 billion from over 186,000 assessments. The report says almost a majority of this change came from changes in ownership, which added about $1.6 billion in added value. The median price for a single-family residence is also listed at around $901,000, up from around $881,000 last year. The report also says there was around $750 million in property tax revenue generated, with about 61.4% of these funds going to school districts and IRAF and 24.3% to the County General Fund. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. The nominations are due Friday, December 6th at the Chamber of Commerce, 1314 Spring Street. Listed criteria for nominees are: people who have made significant contributions to Paso Robles, have lived in the area for at least 5 years, involvement must not be solely based on employment-related responsibilities, and must have been a past Roblin of the Month, but not a past Roblin of the Year. The winner of the Roblin of the Year will be honored at the Chamber's 2025 Gala in March. CHP entering its maximum enforcement period beginning Wednesday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering its Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period. The MAP starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 27th and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seatbelts are buckled. CHP says during last year's Thanksgiving MEP, 1,047 drivers were arrested for DUI and 27 fatal crashes occurred statewide within CHP's jurisdiction. CHP encourages everyone to have a safe and smart holiday weekend. Now here's an update from Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza.
The city is gearing up to pave Golden Hill Road from Creston to Rolling Hills. There will be a need to reroute traffic the week of December 2nd to last for a couple weeks. And the northbound traffic on Golden Hill Road from Creston will continue. However, southbound traffic coming from the north will need to be detoured to Rolling Hills as the southbound lanes on Golden Hill will be closed because of the paving operation during the week of December 2nd. This is just on daytime hours, Monday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the end of the day, the road will be opened, and on weekends, it will be open. There's some electronic signs that will be posted later this week, the week of Thanksgiving, to give advance notice, and then the contractor also delivering hand notices to the residents along that street. Thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.
That's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza. With the Thanksgiving holiday this week, school districts across San Luis Obispo County will not be holding instructional days at various intervals. For the Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero and Coastal School Districts, students will not be attending school for the entire week. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for tonight. According to the City Council meeting schedule, the Atascadero City Council has only one remaining meeting this year, on December 10th. Additionally, there is no Paso Robles School Board meeting scheduled for tonight. With the holidays comes increased travel traffic at the San Luis Obispo County Airport. The airport released a statement saying they expect a 20% uptick in passengers above the prior year's totals during this holiday season. They advise travelers to plan ahead. Arrive around 2 hours prior to a scheduled departure time, plan liquids accordingly with the guidelines for traveling on flights, and be aware that parking spaces may fill up quickly during peak travel times. In sports for the NFL, the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23 in Monday Night Football. In the NBA, the Nets defeated the Warriors 128-120, Oklahoma City over the Kings 130-109, the Celtics beat the Clippers 126-94. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns, the Bucks will go against Miami Heat, the Rockets will face the Timberwolves, and the Bulls will go against the Wizards. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News. State health officials issuing a warning about a batch of raw milk that tested positive for the bird flu. A farm in Fresno County voluntarily recalling a batch of cream top whole raw milk with a best buy date of November 27th. Kaylee Stesiani is Raw Farms Vice President of Marketing.
We're not making a big deal about it because it's not a big deal. That's kind of the awkward thing about this voluntary recall.
Bird flu typically spreads in wild birds, but it's recently been detected in dairy cows. Risk to humans is low. Parents and students calling for a Southern California high school athletic director to be fired after comparing a T-shirt message to a swastika.
And it is not okay that I have to be in a position where I'm going to practice and having to see a male in booty shorts. As a 16-year-old girl, I don't find that as a safe environment.
Riverside Unified School Board members meeting after two girls filed suit against their school in the district. The cross-country runners say a trans athlete who didn't attend practice was placed on the varsity team, displacing one of the girls. Gas prices averaging $4.43. Jeff Scott, California News.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Duer in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by a Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. The Port of Oakland continues to be one of the most important gateways for U.S. agricultural products. As of October, the port has exported nearly $8.5 billion in agricultural commodities this year, ranking number one in the nation in the volume of international refrigerated exports. Agricultural exports are especially important commodities for the port's business, said Port of Oakland Maritime Director Brian Brandis. In any given year, agricultural products comprise between 37% and 45% of total exports from Oakland. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways to the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Cloudy skies today with some showers, highs in the mid-50s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight with lows right around 42, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Low 60s on Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy with some showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." As we approach Thanksgiving, remember that giving thanks is God's will. These challenging times we are living in make being thankful difficult. As a matter of perspective, let's consider an excerpt of President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation. "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in the United States to set apart and observe a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father who dwells in the heavens. And I recommend them to fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, and as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union." As we gather to celebrate Thanksgiving this year, may you and your families be a recipient of God's healing and restoration in Jesus' name.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We've gotten the latest read on the housing market from Case Shiller, which says home price growth has stalled.
Home prices are up 4.6% over the last 12 months. That's less than expected, and it's the smallest rise in prices since September of last year.
Fox's Madison Allworth. And Amgen shares are a drag on the Dow, despite the drug maker reporting promising results from an experimental drug, once-monthly injectable MariTide. Its use, according to the drug maker, led to an average weight loss of up to 20% and a year-long mid-stage trial of nearly 600 people who were overweight or obese. By comparison, current market leaders Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk have products that provide weight loss between 14% and 24%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moral Roads.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Alrighty, the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. And of course, it's time. We're getting ready for freedom of speech. But first, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech indeed is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, here we go. We're ready. I think we are.
Help. I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, coming up this afternoon, and it continues the voting or the counting of the votes, and Darcia Stebbins will be in with Barry. What can be done locally to improve and ensure accurate and fair elections? And then District Supervisor, as we wind down the year, John Pashong will be in and talking about the issues facing San Luis Obispo County and the board, including the budget. All right, also want to remind you that between now and 9 o'clock, email me in and your name, and make sure you have a return email. Don't block it, because you could be the winner of the three-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. That's just Kevin at KPRL.com. All right. Let's see here. We got go back to the last hour in the discussion and the ruling about the trans player. If the players on the team refuse to play with them included, no other team players would lose their scholarships. Yes, they would, because you're more than likely not going to get 100% participation in that. And they'll make do. Because also, they won't want to be labeled. They won't want to be labeled. Now, they could transfer, but that may make it difficult for them. What they're doing is they're using this to put pressure on these young ladies to force something down their throats. That's pure and simple. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Here we go with my favorite subject, transgenderism, which does not exist. It's fake. It's a fraud. It's a way for now men to take home some more trophies from the women's side of the page, and it's already happened, including state championships and the rest. So we have plenty of examples, not the least of which is Riley Gaines, who lost to Leah Thomas in the state championship in her state that she had worked hard all the way through high school and after school swimming events in order to get that far. But, of course, she can't beat a male swimmer who decided that he couldn't compete on the male team, so he presented himself as a woman on the female team and thereby took away her state championship. She would have won it. She was second to him, a him named Leah Thomas. That's the main case. And how, Kevin, I'd like you to answer this one for me. How does the NCAA stand by and allow this to happen? They're in favor of it. They're putting people on these teams.
Well, where does the NCAA, the colleges in general, get a lot of their money from?
Well, they get it in tuition is where they get it.
They get a lot of federal grants.
Yes, that too.
That is the reason. The Biden administration said this stuff is okay. Matter of fact, they pushed it. And for colleges that didn't want to participate, you know what? We're going to cut back. It's what government does, Cody. They threaten us.
And then they follow through with it.
Yeah, they do.
The bottom line here is we have to stand up to this. This is trash, pure and simple, trash. I raised a girl, one child. That's all I have. I got a stepdaughter that has five grandsons, and I have a grandson by my daughter also. But I would have taken... at least encouraged my daughter to remove my granddaughter from any team that allowed the boys to play and go in the locker room and so forth. It's a joke. It's trash. It's something that we should not stand for, period. And if that means the end of the NCAA, I don't like the decisions they've been making for the last 5 to 10 years anyway. They're certainly not in favor of the student athlete.
So
that's for sure.
To the extent of the girls, because I even think Riley Gaines mentioned it a couple of years ago that she was fearful of losing her scholarship. Which again,
yes,
it's the blackmail. But what if, other than the teams making a decision like this, these brave young girls at this Catholic school in Southern California, refusing to play the team in the, I think, the semis or the quarterfinals here in volleyball in California said no. What if the fans, not only the players, what if the fans said, we're not going to these tournaments?
That's exactly what should happen. You had two good callers this morning on this subject, especially the first one. I mean, he's as, obviously by his comments, he's as aggravated by this as I am. This is absolutely unfair. Why did we spend so much time, and I'm sure you remember it because you're a sports guy, Title IX? Why? Why did we waste our time with Title IX? Why did we go through all the political ramifications of Title IX? Only to find out that it really was a good law, and it works.
Well,
if you're going to... You know what Title IX says.
Yeah, this is another example of many groups in this country is when they get the foot in the door because they say, well,
yep,
we just want this.
Oh, yeah, just this one time we want this transgender to compete. We want to see if really the girls can beat them. Well, they can't. They can't. Women will never be as powerful as males, period. That's just the way it is. It's physical. Oh, sure, you can pick out an individual woman that's stronger than an individual man. That's going to happen, of course. But on the whole, as a group, men are stronger than women. And we know that because women can't break the ranks where performance counts in the professional sports. Coming, I suppose, we already have referees on the football field that have ponytails. And they're not men.
Well, but...
And I don't disagree with that one.
Look, I was going to say, they seem to be doing a good job.
I don't disagree with it. I think they are doing a decent job, as good as any other referee or umpire can do. It's a tough job.
But, okay, let's take it into society. And I've read enough about this, and I've talked to people in different professions, such as the one that you were in, law enforcement and military, that the physical standards have been lowered.
They have. I can guarantee you that.
Okay, so what's the reason?
They want to get women into different occupations.
Okay, which you could say that's great. But why did they have to lower the standards?
They shouldn't.
No, but why did they have to?
Because women can't compete with men at a physical level.
Right. I mean, and that's pretty simple.
And like every test I ever took for law enforcement or fire department had a physical aspect to the test program for a simple reason. You're going to be required to do those things when you get on the job. That's the point.
And that's saving lives.
That's correct. You know, fire departments are nothing more than an insurance company. That's what you're paying for. Same thing with police officers. Law enforcement is to protect you from the criminal element. Well, who's going to protect these girls, these women, from males entering into all their sports? Pretty soon, what's it going to be? You don't have to do any work. You just have to show up and say, I'm a woman. Oh, boy. And then you can win. Excuse me.
I don't know the mentality of any so-called man that would want to do that and take satisfaction in winning.
Well, we got one. We know one, Leah Thomas.
Well, we know a lot of them because the numbers worldwide of somebody, I think Riley Gaines even presented it not too long ago.
That's correct.
But 900 medals have been lost to transgender athletes that these women should win. But again, as a person, how can you accept that as being, I came in first place? Yeah, you know, it's like the Seinfeld episode when Kramer is beating all those kids in karate.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of so-called man would accept that as victory?
I don't know him. I don't think I know him. It's trash. You know, people from around the world. What about the Olympics? Is this going to be the next Olympic Games as well?
Well, we've seen that. What was in that boxing thing? There was an issue.
Well, people need to stand up and stop this, especially if they have female children.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yeah.
There's a war against your child right now, including their education in the future.
Yep. All right.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I have a simple solution to the young ladies that don't want to lose their scholarships. They should go to their gym practice all the time. And when it comes time for the game, if they have a male athlete that is so much better than them, go ahead and line up in the pool, dive in, and just do a dog paddle. Let him win. But as long as you participate and go to all your practices, I don't see how the NCAA would have the right to take away your scholarship.
Were you ever
competitive?
No. Athletically?
I'm the guy that doesn't see well.
Okay.
I don't know what that's got to do with jumping in a swimming pool, but I'm not an athlete.
They're trained. You're just trained a different way. You're not going to go in there and make a joke. Something's wrong with the phone line. I gotta get rid of that one. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Great discussion this morning. I have a different view on this. I think what's going on is there's this underlying movement to just erase what God and nature put in place. I think man wants to be God, and they want to determine things that they've never determined. And this is one of the strongest ways that they've figured out that, hey, you know, we can challenge the way nature is. You and I know that nature dictates that a male can't become a female and vice versa. But they're pushing so hard, and something that is so obvious, I think your caller said a couple hours ago, last hour, it's so black and white. Why is there this push? Because I think there's always been this push that man knows better and can determine and direct. And I really believe that's what's going on. Think about the science of it. You know, they've thrown out the science, you know, and you know, you go to evolution and things that they said, if you're a Christian, that people have said about evolution, they've always relied on that science. Now they're not relying on that science. And they're literally saying that, you know, you played over the last few weeks during the election that a man can have a baby, a man can become a woman. And if you have any modicum of common sense, you're just perplexed and puzzled by, are you kidding me? It goes much deeper than just a surface, hey, you know, which I obviously disagree with, a man going to the woman's restroom or a man playing volleyball. It goes much deeper. Just like they try to reshape the language, they're trying to reshape the natural order of things. And they're not just trying to reshape, but they're trying to change the nature of it. And it's just obviously insane and bizarre.
You know, here's something I haven't come across. I haven't seen anybody in the media contact the parents of these so-called athletes that are competing against women and ask what they think.
Right. Right. They don't want to find out the end. We're surrounded with this, Kevin. You go back to the elections, you go back to COVID, you know, investigative journalism. Where are these people? They don't want to ask these questions. One, they probably agree with it, but two, they are probably afraid just as well. If they go in, you imagine some reporter going and asking these questions, they'll lose their job. They'll get fired. The way things are, it's crazy. It's nuts. But there's a reason why they either agree with it or they're afraid, or both.
Well, agree with it, afraid, which makes them cowards.
Exactly.
And that's what we're dealing with here. You know, I just came across this. Globally, 1% of adults identify as transgender. 1% globally.
Right. All right. Well, did you you see? I'm sure you've heard about what Nancy Mace is doing in the Capitol. I want to say from Pennsylvania, there's a transgender politician that was just elected to office, and Nancy Mace she said basically she's willing to die on this issue, so she's really falling on her sword, going, hey, there's no men going into women's restrooms, and I think that they passed something there, but from what I heard yesterday, she said last week she got hundreds of death threats, up to 1,000, I think she said, death threats. And, you know, they made the point that these are the tolerant people and everything like that. Why would somebody be so passionate over this to threaten to kill somebody? And I can't remember the name of it, but there's some sort of disease condition, they call it auto something, where a man dresses up as a woman because they get off on it. And I heard that 93% of these cases are like that because they get some sort of arousal from doing it. And that's the only thing I can think of why so people be so passionate, because if this is what is gratifying someone sexually, they are willing to go to the ends of the earth to do this thing. these people that are, you know, the transgender.
Well,
until we start getting, you know, getting reports, if people dare to do it on this stuff, I think there's going to be that 1% that's going to control a lot of people because of emotion, empathy, compassion. That's what it is. That's what these people are. They think they're doing.
Well,
they think they're being compassionate. That they're motioning. Oh, these people just need, you know, some support and sympathy. I think it's misguided.
Why has people's sexual gratification become public to the rest of us?
That's a great question. I think it's the sign of the times. You know, I think it's people just want to do what they want to. And again, this is where I think it comes back to where you have strong belief systems like Christianity that talk about there's a moral standard with these things, and they're going, this is hindering what I want to do. You know, people that are religious, if you're a Christian or in a lot of different religions, are opposed to this. So guess what? We gotta eliminate that because that's a barrier to us just doing whatever we want to do.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that many of us would like to do, but for the betterment of society, we as a society, we elect people to make laws, rules, and regulations to benefit all of us, not to be selfish.
Agreed. And one of those things is, you know, going to the primal basis is a separation between the sexes, the gender. I don't know. They always have these different terms, but, you know, think about the restroom or the locker room. You know, gosh, and when I was in high school, I can name three guys I went to school with in high school that if they were living in this time would have just said, hey, guys, let's just dress up as, let's just say we're girls and let's get in the girls' locker room. And it's been the nature. There's a reason why we have it separated, and they want to erase that. It's just crazy. And I don't see how people just go watch any movie that was made, any high school movie that was made in the 70s and 80s, when the guys are constantly trying to get in the girls' locker room, peeking, doing different things. You don't think that stuff goes on now? That's the thing that blows me away, that you don't think there's going to be people that are going to take advantage of this
and threaten and possibly
do something?
They don't have
a female in one of these spaces.
They don't have to sneak anymore because it's become legal or acceptable.
Yep.
I mean, it's the absurd. All right, sir, we're out of time.
Have a great one.
All right, thanks. You too. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. CHP announced they'll be entering the Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period. The MEP starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seatbelts are buckled. With the holidays comes increased travel traffic at the San Luis Obispo County Airport. The airport released a statement saying they expect a 20% uptick in passengers above the prior year's totals during this holiday season. The airport recommends travelers to plan ahead and arrive 2 hours prior to a scheduled departure time, and parking lots may fill up quickly during peak travel times. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with some rain, highs in the mid-50s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden wants drugs to treat obesity covered by Medicare and Medicaid. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The administration says for too many people, critical treatments are too expensive, costing as much as $1,000 a month without insurance. A bipartisan coalition in Congress is lobbying for the drugs to be covered by Medicare, arguing it will save the government from spending billions of dollars treating chronic conditions caused by obesity.
Approval would fall to the Trump administration. President-elect Trump says he'll impose 25% import fees on products from Canada and Mexico as retaliation for lax border policies.
Trump also says we will be charging China an additional 10% tariff above any additional tariffs on all of their many products coming into the United States. The tariffs could have major implications for several industries and consumers like automakers and farmers.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
$5 million! That's what you you could win in my $1 million puck giveaway. Friday and Saturday night, starting at 5 p.m. every hour, two lucky players will be drawn to drop their pucks and see where it lands for a chance to win $1.5 million in prize money. The price is correct, Terry. My $1 million puck giveaway, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitasen GT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads. And treadwear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982, located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
It's our dedication to five-star service that has made A1 Glass the only Central Coast Milgard supplier to be named Milgard Dealer of the Year, and why your neighbors voted us the best glass company. Plus, we have over 140 five-star reviews online. Hi, this is Brian Carroll with A1 Glass. You have a choice when it comes to your Milgard windows and doors. Choose the best and contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, we've had some rain, a little bit heavy outside the studio not too long ago. So rain continuing through most of the morning, maybe a little bit heavy at times in the afternoon, and that is now 100%, maybe 17% tonight. And today's highs in the mid-50s, overnight lows in the low 30s for your Wednesday, the big day before. And again, we'll have clouds then, low 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:51 a.m., 4:52 p.m., and it is 51. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Don't forget, Kevin at kprl.com, if you'd like a chance to win that three-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring Bank on Better. The Atascadero Community Band will be performing a holiday concert in a couple of weeks, and those couple of weeks, or that couple of week, will be December 8th, 2:30 at the Pavilion on the Lake, an afternoon filled with holiday spirit and timeless musical favorites, and that is a lot of fun, getting out there in a nice, sweet atmosphere and just enjoying it. And remember, while the concert, refreshments, and parking are all free, donations are greatly accepted. 100% of the proceeds will support Applause Children's Theater. So there you have that. And also, Christmassy, the Creston Community Church is hosting their annual tree lighting ceremony this coming Sunday, December 1st at 5:30 with a sing-along of traditional carols, followed by sweets and treats adjacent to the parking lot. The Old Church Sanctuary is on the corner of Adams and O'Donovan Street. So get into the holiday spirits, ho, ho, ho. Community Calendar brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries at 5.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock is brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry, get ready for the, well, don't rush, you should have had your list ready to go and head on over to Van Jewelers. Raquel Smiley's having a birthday. Ron Gallagher, J.J. Slauson, Jacob Dooley, Katie Smith, Morgan Brannett, and Lou and Faith Aragon. Short list today. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of, including Bat Masterson, the old West lawman, 1853-1921. Gouffet, Lefty Gomez, Hall of Fame pitcher, 1908-1989. Cyril Cusack, the actor, 1910-1993. Eric Severide, the news correspondent, 1912-1992. Charles Schultz, the Charlie Brown thing, 1922-2000. Robert Goulet, the actor and singer, on a clear day, 1933-2007. Marion Mercer, the singer and actress, 1935-2011. This guy is good. Comedian and impressionist Rich Little, 1938. Tina Turner, 1939-2023. Jan Stenerud, he's in the Hall of Fame as a kicker from with the Chiefs and probably should not be in the Hall of Fame. 1942 from Them Group. Remember, G-O-L-R-I-A, the bass player, Alan Henderson, 1944. John McVie of Fleetwood Mac, 1945. Raider and Pro Football Hall of Famer Art Shell, 1946. Not a bad baseball player. Used to dig graves in the offseason. Richie Hebner, 1947. Larry Gurr, a pretty good pitcher with the Royals primarily, 1947. Windy Turnbull, good tennis player, 1952. Very good linebacker with the Giants. 1953, Harry Carson was born. Scott Jacoby, the actor, 1956. Dale Jarrett, he's a race car guy, goes around a circle, does that thing there. He was born in 1956. Johnny Hector, pretty good running back out of Texas, 1960. Chuck Finley, the big lefty with the Angels and a couple of other teams, 1962. Also on the list we have the father of our country, so to speak. I think he had 7 children by 6 women. Sean Kemp, 1969, again, the father of our country. Who else? Maria Campbell, the actress, 1976. I'm looking here. That's it. All right. Where am I? What time? Got a little bit of time. Stephen Sondheim, the composer and lyricist, West Side Story and others. He died in 2021, also passing away on this day. Fritz Weaver, the actor, from Baker Street and other stuff, 2016. Tommy Dorsey, big band guy, brother of Jimmy, 1956. And I think that is it. Is it? Yes, it is. All right. Well, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He grew up on a 1,000-acre ranch in Franklin Canyon, California, and he used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, milk the cows, and clean out the stalls, and before they headed to school back then, it wasn't called child abuse, it was called character. All right. Anyway, he ended up playing with the San Francisco Seals, and the Yankees got him, and he was known as quite the personality. Matter of fact, when he retired, he did the speaking circuit because he was quite the character, but he was also quite the pitcher. He was a 7-time All-Star, 2-time Triple Crown, 34 and 37, 2-time AL wins leader, 2-time AL ERA leader, and 3-time AL strikeout leader. That's not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. He won 64% of his games. Again, not too shabby. Oh, and by the way, he also won 5 world championships. And that would be, again, the gentleman from California, Vernon Lewis Lefty Gomez, but also referred to as Gouffet sometimes. And he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for this week. There's only one remaining meeting for this year, and that is on December 10th. Additionally, there is no Paso Robles School Board meeting scheduled for tonight. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. The nominations are due Friday, December 6th at the Chamber of Commerce, 1314 Spring Street. The winner will be honored at the Chamber's 2025 Gala in March. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was noted as throwing kind of like Bob Gibson, going after guys with the ball and the thing. And he was asked once, is it true, Lefty, that you said that you would throw a pitch inside and high even to your mother? And he says, double hockey sticks, yes. She was a good hitter. Lefty Gomez. He goes to the top of the list. He passed away in 1989. In February, he was 80. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.